to the Sigurd and the Gilgamesh to speak about today, just a little bit of Shirai about the Torah from last week. I'm going to take a little shiur to finish the Shirai, but a little small Nakuda. So remember from last week, we were talking about the din of Maichazis, normally the din of Kuf Nefesh are in a sense suspended when you have a question for Tzichah, Shrichah's Damim. And the Gemara said the reason why the portion is torn, Maichazis, Damim, Didav, how do you know that your blood is redder than the other guys? But right, you have to kill somebody. So we already saw in the Rambam, in a case of Fishta last week, that we're not so convinced that's the real reason, even though that's the reason the Gemara gives us. Because the Mishnah claims that's the reason I'll be drush. That's not the reason I'll be halacha. And therefore, even if every once in a while that reason doesn't apply, the din is still going to apply. And that's what the Mishnah said. That's ultimately the rationale behind the scenario. If the goyim say, either give us one person, we're going to kill 100 of you, so you're not allowed to hand over one person, even though logically 100 lives are better than one life, but I'll be saying, Sicha, not let it touch. Not let it kill somebody no matter what. Even if the odds don't add up, even the numbers don't add up, doesn't matter. You're still not allowed to kill somebody. So we pointed out that that case of Mishnah is now important because what do you have other kinds of cases where it's technically a violation of Ritzicha, you're being asked to do Ritzicha. On the other hand, we do have a right to say that my life is more important than the others. In what sense? Well, the Torah itself declares my life is more important, Haraya. If somebody kills me, they're Chayav Nisa. If somebody kills Ploini, they're not Chayav Nisa. We give an example of a Treifa. What would this be? Someone puts a gun to the head and says, either you kill that Treifa or we're going to kill you. We said, well, if you go along with the reasons of the Gemara Maichazis, so then L'chorah, my life is more important than a Treifa, Haraya. If someone kills me at the Chayav Nisa, they kill a Treifa, you're not a Chayav Nisa. Whereas if you go along with the case of Mishnah, that this breaks the rules of Maichazis, it's a halach in and of itself, so then if it's Ritzicha to kill a Treifa, which it probably is, if it's Ritzicha to kill a Treifa, there's no Chayav Nisa for it, so then Maichazis is, forget about Maichazis, that's the thing, and Pekuach Nefesh is not going to be Matha Ritzicha. So there is one other application, potentially very, very...
What about a guy?
Oh, okay, good. Oh, so a guy would probably be the same type. If you follow that model, it would probably be the same kind of model. So I'm going to give you an example of something which, again, I don't think this particular shaila actually happens, but the underlying principle of the shaila is critical and a very, very controversial issue in halacha adayim hazeh. I'll give you a little bit of a background, almost a historical background. There's a Marasha in Masechah Sanhedrin. It has a very fascinating way of reading the Pesukim in the beginning of Parshas Shmos. And again, this is a certain style some people have of reading very deep halachic questions into stories in Chumash. Now, stories in Chumash that before Matan Torah. Stories in Chumash that don't involve great tzaddikim, they involve the goyim. And yet, if you want to really put a lomdus to twist anything, you can find anything. So there's a Marasha that tries to understand the story at the beginning of Sefer Shmos about how Paro calls upon the Yavos and Ivrios to kill the Jewish babies, kill the Jewish males. So he starts out almost with the Kasha. Why did he ask the Yavos and Ivrios? They were the worst people to ask. Haraya. They did a terrible job. They didn't do their job. So who should he have asked? He should have asked the Egyptian midwives. He should have appointed Egyptian midwives in charge and have them do their dirty work. Why did he call the Jewish midwives? So the Masha gives you a lomdish halachic analysis. He said, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that if a Jew kills an Uber, if a Jew performs an abortion, so the Jew is not Chayav Misa for that. So the Jew is not Chayav Misa, but if a Goy performs an abortion, so the Goy is Chayav Misa for that. The Gemara learns it up from Sukkim also. Strange din, that the standards for what constitutes the Chayav Misa for Tzicha are different for Jews. And Gregor was more Chomer than Jews in this matter. So comes the Masha and says that Paro is going to ask a Goy to do the dirty work. The guy is going to do an abortion. He says, nah. So the guy is not going to listen. The guy is Chayav Misa. The Jew, not so bad. The Jew does his mapel over, it's not so terrible. Now again, obviously, there are other ways of reading the Pesukim in Parshas Shmos. It's not even clear that the lives are being taken before they were born. That's why I didn't read the Pesukim. Re'isim alav Nayim. I'm not holding the midwish, I think was the word.
Vibri.
Very, I think it's pronounced.
Vibri.
How did I know that? I learned that this Shabbos. And I learned that's the preparation. My daughter told me that. We're talking about nursing. She's looking towards maybe a career in nursing. So we're talking about different kinds of nursing. So she said to me, midwifery. I said, who? She said, midwifery. I said, what are you talking about? She said, no, that's the right way to pronounce it. She said, I checked online, and that's the way to pronounce it, because I also was reading it, and I had no idea how to pronounce it. So she's right. Okay. Good. Okay. So anyway, so I don't know what was going on in Egypt back in those days. But whether they were actually, whether Paro was telling them to do abortions or the babies were already born. But Marshal, Mishkel Torah, so it was almost like an abortion being done. So I asked you the following question, in light of this mashal, so to speak. What would the din be in the following case? Somebody puts a gun to your head and says, either you do this abortion, or we're going to kill you. What would you say about that? A Jew's yes nishayla, not the gun. A Jew's yes nishayla. A gun being put to my head, either perform the abortion, or I'm going to kill you. So what do you think the answer to that question should be? So let's try to work through the lumbus based on everything we learned last week. So if you go along the lines of Mechazis, if you take Mechazis really seriously, that it's the only reason why I can't save my own life is because it's just an even call over here, there's no question that my blood is redder than Luba's blood. Haraya, if Reuben gets killed by somebody, so the Ratzech is Hamisa, whereas if somebody just takes the life of a fetus, so then there's no Chimisa. So this would be a classic example, just like the Treif, like the Goy, like those kinds of cases, where it's clear as day which life is more precious than the other. But if you go along the lines that Rambam, Mikas, and Mishnah, that my chazis is just a nice drush of Shal Shudas, but it's not the real din. The real din is based on the halachic statement that Pikuach Nefesh is not a math for Ritzichim. Pikuach Nefesh is math for Shabbos and Yom Kippur and Yom Tzabesach, but it's not math for Shvichas Dom, Gilei Raias, and Ritzicha. It's just not math for Ritzicha finished. So then what would the din be? So would I be permitted to perform an abortion to save my own life or not? What would that question depend upon? It's not a my chazis question anymore. What is it really a question of? Is it Ritzicha or not? That's the bottom line question. Is taking a life of an Uber called Ritzicha? If the answer is yes, so then Ritzicha is not mutter for Pikuach Nefesh. I don't care whether it's a lower form Ritzicha. I don't care whether the character of the Chimis is based in. If the din, if the nature of the din of Yehorba Yav of Shvichas Dom, because the Mishnah says, is predicated on the assumption that Shvichas Dom is not one of those Averas that's a nitan to the Matir of Pikuach Nefesh, so then if Paulus Uber, if committing an abortion is called an act of Ritzicha, I didn't say it is yet. If it's called an act of Ritzicha, then we would have to say it's a Rebel Yahweh. But if it's not an act of Ritzicha, if it's some other kind of whatever that other is, it's not Ritzicha, So then, except for Gilarais, Vodazar, and Ritzicha, everything else is subject to Pikuach Nefesh. So we're really posing a two-pronged question here. Somebody would have to ask you the shayla, what's the din? Can I perform an abortion at the expense to save my own life? What's a two-pronged question. First of all, you have to determine, is the Kesef Mishnah right or not? Is it really, does Mechazos really play a role or not? So if Mechazos plays a role, then the answer is that I can't save my own life. If Mechazos doesn't play a role, and it's just a question of Ritzicha, then you have a further question, is it Ritzicha or not? So what's the answer to that question? What's the answer? So who could be a raya? Then we've got a raya. What's the din? Is suppose Uber Ritzicha now?
Even if it's not Ritzicha, can you still say it would be come in under Abiz Rayu? Like the case of Moser Yisrael.
Okay, maybe. I'm not sure what it is. I tell you, I don't know what it is. So what is the answer?
If a pregnant woman, if her life is in danger because of the pregnancy, can we terminate the pregnancy?
Absolutely. So the fish is right on target. So I think I sent on the phone by Rukavos. No, everyone got the two sets of the Marmukamas. The one was the printed off ones came also later today. And these were the original ones, the pictures ones. The picture ones were supposed to have come last night, and then the printed ones were sent out this.
Shalok Adair Hanav and Makam Kole?
The Marmukamas were sent out.
So that one was sent out today. That went out to that, the printed list, but there were pictures that were sent out last night. Did anyone get the pictures?
I don't think I got that
today
one.
No, we had the pictures from last night?
No.
No. Okay. All right. So I'll just share with you. Okay. I'll share with you. Okay. I sent it. I'm simply got lost in the shuffle. Okay. So Dr. Fish is 100% right. There is a Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin on the Ayin Beis. That's actually called the Mishnah. The Mishnah all plays in Masechet all those. Well, I guess those who have Sanhedrin, so take a look. So that Ayin Beis and Madeis. It's about 13-14 miles of Prabhupada. The very end of the line is Yotze Rosho. So maybe if you want to, I'll give you the most ahead.
I'll listen.
No, it's good. Oh, this is not good.
We know by heart. Okay.
Every time I tell them and I look up things online, you know, instead of looking up things in Svarim, so I said, I'm not sure to get a bracha of Otsis Machimos. Because the post can write that writing on a computer screen is not really ksiva. Like, it's not really what kaisa. So it's not called kaisa, it's not called oisiyas. So it's not called oisiyas. I don't know whether you get the school of Machimos.
But it's printed, so that's
but if you print it out, you have to print it and then read it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a halacha in ksiva, it's a halacha in osio. Okay. So, we get on the ayin beis of the beis. It's about 13-14 lines from the bottom, the last two words in the line of yatsa rosho. The Gemara quotes a mishnah, all those yatsa rosho ain nefesh. If a mother is having difficulty in childbirth, and the baby's head comes out, and now the doctors assess that the only way to save the mother is to kill the child. Ain't no good, but you're not allowed to do that. Why? The implication is obvious. A kodem yotzerosho, the din would be different. So why is that? Why is that true? The head has not yet come out, so why all of a sudden are all the stakes different? Why is it that the halacha is clearly different? The Rashi on the spot writes, Yotzer Rosho, okay, look at the Rashi, the last two words in the line is Yotzer Rosho. It's about 7 or 8 lines into the wide lines, in the bottom, Yotzer Rosho. At the end of the line, the Isha Makasha Lele, the woman who's having difficulty in birth, Umasukenes, she's the life's in danger. Uktani Reisha, the beginning of the Mishnah says explicitly, Hachaya Peshetes Yada, the midwife can stick her hand inside, Vichot Chosel Umotsiyoso Leivar, the mom should destroy the baby, literally physically destroy the baby to save the mother's life. Why is that? So listen to how Rashi formulates it. The Chozman Shlo Yotzalav Re'olam Lav Nefeshu V'nitam Hargul Hatzlos Imo. Chozman, the baby is not yet born. It's not a Nefesh. And therefore it's okay to kill the baby. Ava Yotzal Rosho Ein Nogin Bo Lohargul. Once it's already born, you can't touch it. Da'ava Leki Yilob Ein Dech Nefesh V'nei Nefesh. And you can't save one, can't take one life to save another life. It seems very clear from Rashi that the reason why there's the difference between before the head comes out and after the head comes out is pre the head coming out, it's not born, it's only an Uber, and it's only an Uber, it's not a Nefesh. Now, we want to add in something to that phrase, it's not a Nefesh, and therefore it's not a what? It's not an Isser of Ritzikah, that's the Pashtas, so it's not a Nefesh, it's not a Nefesh Adam. So if it's not a Nefesh yet, then there's no Isser of Ritzikah. In contrast to post-birth, post-head coming out, which is the halakha definition of late when the head comes out, then it's considered to be a nefesh, i.e. there's an issue of tzicha, and then the din is, for tzicha, you can't touch, you can't do anything, even to say one life, you can't do anything. That's the pashas ha-dvar vin shitas Rashi. So the chur, according to Rashi, we have an answer to our question, according to Rashi, taking the life in Uber is not tzicha. Whatever it is, I'll give you 15 other issurim, I don't know what you want to call it, but tzicha it's not. And if it's not tzicha, then the special tzeres ha-kos, the special din, special tradition that we have that Ritzicha is not subject to the Hetu of Achaibem of Ibrahim Nefesh wouldn't apply to Apollos Uber, and therefore, according to Rashi, it's a no brainer. According to Rashi, you would save your own life, even if it means Mamish literally killing the Uber. That's the way this figure plays out according to Rashi. However, the Rambam, in Uplis Ritzach, when he quotes this Gemara, the Rambam quotes as follows. Harei mitzvah essay, I'm sorry, mitzvah lo essay, it's in the Rambam, Hilchos Ratzeach, Pagaf Lachates, Harei mitzvah lo essay, it's shalochos ha-nefesh ha-roideh. You're not allowed to have rachmanos on the roideh. The guy's coming with a gun, you got to shoot somebody, no, I'm a rachman, you know, I don't want to take his life, it's not nice, we'll talk to him, we'll discuss with him, we'll no, you know, I'll do that. And this is their rights to do that. You have to, son of the Mariach, you have to remember, save the life of the Nirdav. So after the Rambam tells you the whole Tokyo for the Lacha Ches and Lacha Tes, there's a din of Roydei, listen what the Rambam says now. Lefikach, therefore, Hebru Chachamim, Sheha Ubrashi, Makasha Leleid, Mutalachtach Ubi Memeha, Bei Besam, Bei Biad, Bei Shu, Kiroide Mecharela Horga. What does the Rambam say? What did the Rambam just tell us? Why is it mutter to take the life of the... I shouldn't say the life. Why is it mutter to do a hapala? Why is it mutter to do an abortion to save the life of the mother? The Rambam says, Atzadim Raydef. So what do you see from the Rambam? If not for the din of Raydef, it would have been out of the question. It's pikuach nefesh. So the answer is tough. We're going to have to take the lamar, but it's tzicha. So you see clear from the Rambam.
Why is it different if the head comes out?
Oh, so Noam asks, wait a second. According to Rashi, I understand what's the difference with the head coming out, the head staying in. Kolzman, the head's in, the baby's not born, it's not a nefesh. Kolzman, that the head comes out, it is a nefesh, that makes or breaks it. But according to the Rambam, the matir, the machayev, to take the life of the uber, is nothing to do with baby being born. It has to do with the din of rodev. It's not because of the ritzicha, the rich ritzicha. It's just the din of rodev. So bayai, manishtana, why is it not a rodev afterwards? So listen how the Rambam formulates the end of the halacha. V'im shechitzi rosho, eino gimbo. She'ein deicha nefesh v'pnei nefesh, v'zeo tivo shel olam. Rambam says, after the baby's born, you can't touch it, because that's the natural course of event. That's the way the world goes. Zeo tivo shel olam. The biology book, but what's Rambam writing? But what in the words of it? It's a tivo shel olam. The kasha is so powerful. What's the difference?
It's not really anymore.
What's that really?
It's not out of the norm.
But it's not out of the norm. When the baby's in mother's in labor, it's also not out of the norm. It's also dangerous. It happens sometimes. So what changed at the moment of birth? According to Rashi, it's very unclear. According to Rashi, it's clear what changed. Pre-birth, Nishke Nefesh, no is a Ritzicha. Post-birth, there is a Ritzicha. What changed? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Rav Moshe writes that, he quotes a Yishalmi. With Rishalmi on this halacha comments that why is it after the baby's born you can't kill the baby to save the mother's life? Says the Rishalmi, "Eini yodea mi reidif es mi." Reidif means when there's a clear reidif and there's a clear nirguf. When there are two people who are fighting or dueling together, they're both equally responsible for what's happening. There's no clear reidif, no clear nirguf. So the whole parasha of Reidif falls, by the way. That's not a Reidif. The Bechlalim is not a Reidif. If I see two guys who are willingly, they decided to duel against each other, I'm allowed to come in and kill one of them? That's not a Reidif in Yerdif. That's two Shigoyim. So comes in Moshe and says that after the baby is born, the baby is endangering the mother, and equally so, the mother's endangering the baby. It means the baby's not babish out yet, the baby's totally out yet, then there's no danger anymore. But I'm saying in the process of birth, and now it's stuck. Now the doctors ascertain it's either one or the other. We gotta kill one to save the other. Once they're both on equal footing, once the baby's already born, then we can no longer make just an arbitrary call and say, well, it's the baby endangering the mother's life. Maybe it's the mother endangering the baby's life. And therefore the Pasha Fred doesn't apply. That's how the world works. The Rebbe made the world in such a way that sometimes it happens that the mother and the baby are fighting it out to the finish.
So the Rambam's reading the Gemara and Sanhedrin as a machlokes mitzvah. It's just telling you mitzvahs. It's just telling you the medical understanding of the time.
Wait, no. Wait a second. So I want to push back for a second. Wait a second. So once you tell me that Enyo Debi Redif is me, so how come Kol's man, when the baby's inside, we do say, Ani Yodei Ani Rodev is me? How come I say with certainty the baby's endangering the mother, not vice versa? Right? I'm throwing the question back. So the Chayr, what's the answer to that question? Why is it, according to the Rambam, that Kol's man, the baby's not born, it's clear who's the Redif? But if the baby's born is clear, it's not clear anymore. So I don't want to feel like, no, I'm suggesting like some medical thing. I don't think it's a medical thing.
The baby's whole clear comes from the mother.
I think it's a halachic thing. I think that Kol Zman that the baby is still inside, has not yet been born, the baby is tough to the mother. There's no way in the world you could turn around and say the mother's killing the baby, the mother's keeping the baby alive. So Kol Zman that the baby's not yet born, a pidin, the baby is viewed as the tough one. The baby's viewed as the right dish. Only if halachically the baby's born, not with medicine. I don't care what it says in the medical books. Once the baby is halachically born, then and only then can we say, Eini yodea mi reidif es mi. So according to the Rambam, the part that we have to extract, according to the Rambam, is that at the end of the day, the only matir for abortion is reidif. Short of reidif, it's an isagom for the reis of ritzicha. I'll be without it, achiyav nisa, but it's an isagom of ritzicha min ha-torah. If that's the case, going back to our shayla. So a person's life is in danger, not because the baby's being reidif for me. The baby's being murdered, me, then I kill the baby. But an outsider's being murdered, me. The guy's coming, puts the gun to them and says, you killed this fetus, or I'm going to kill you. So what's the din? So again, going back to what we said. If if everything is based on mechazis, if that calls the shots mechazis, then no matter what the issue of hapala, no matter what the issue of abortion is, it's not on par with my blood. My blood is zichah, my blood is for certain, rather than the baby's blood. Haraya, zachim misa, someone kills me, there's no chim misa killed the baby. So if you're a big believer in mechazis, then for sure it's going to be mutter to abort this child, to save your own life. But if you're not a big believer in mechazis, you think the suspicion that I'm right from last week, that mechazis doesn't really mean anything. Mechazis is just a drush, it's not the real reason. The real reason is because pikuach nefesh is not a matzah for ritzicha, so then we further broke down the question, is this ritzicha not? According to Rashi, no. But according to Rambam, yes. So I think the correct answer to this question is, it depends on all of the above. It depends on what you think about mechazis, and then it further depends on what you think about hapolos. That was just the shirayim of last week. Any last question on that before we move on to the...
Can you use my cousins for triage purposes? Meaning the 20-year-old and the 92-year-old with lung cancer come into the ER, and one of them, they really both need a bad accident. They need to be in the ICU. There's only one bed in the ICU. There's only one respirator. Can you give it to 20 because the 92-year-old with lung cancer is a trefa? Statistically, he's not going to make it to a year. The 20-year-old, otherwise healthy, he was in a motorcycle accident.
Right. So,
So there,
it's more about itself. It's not a particular question because I'm not going to kill. If I say like this, if I already put he's on the respirator already, and I want to take him off the respirator to save the 20-year-old, that I have no right to do.
Why can't I use my chazus in that case?
I think that's exactly what my chazus means. That you have no right.
No, but he's a
trefa. I mean, if he's halachli a trefa, assuming that would be true.
We don't know. We're not prophets, but statistically...
No. Okay, but that's very tricky.
A 92-year-old lung cancer only is going to live 3 months.
Okay, so I mean, assuming whatever your definition
of
trefa
is... He's in the ICU on a respirator. Can I take him off the respirator to put in the 20-year-old who was just in an accident?
So, assuming that the person would be a trefa, so then we're saying that depends on what we said. But if you think that mechazis really is what's calling the shots... And the answer is you would be allowed. Yeah, you would be. Because I could say halakhically this blood is not redder than the other. If you hold like the Rambam, because the Mishnah, my chazus doesn't really call the shots. What really calls the shots is the Nisar Ritzicha, so that would be to take the treif off the rest, it would be a Nisar Ritzicha. That would be a problem. Right. I thought you were asking, let's say, the two patients come at the same time, and now I wanted to decide which one to do first.
So that's
a Hatzalah question. So then in Cheshbenis of Hatzalah, the stomach, I would have the right to make that. It's either Reuben or Shimon. So then, if it's better shot for Reuben to live long, I'd probably go for Reuben. Okay, so let's move on now to the new sugya. Is anybody too long here? I want the window open. Was it good? Okay. So the Gemara of Chavamid Beis has told us, it took us a whole Amud, but finally the Gemara told us that pretty much you're allowed to do anything except for the Gimel of Eiris, for Cholish Yesh B'Sakana, for sure you're allowed to do. And in this context, the Gemara now tells the following story. It's about a third of the way from the top of Chavamid Beis. First one, we're on a Sumah. More than a third down. Sumach, okay? Marver of Ashi, Ashkeche the Ravina, the Shayef Lalabarte, Beguharki the Orla. Marver of Ashi once saw Ravina, he was smearing on his daughter's body, on her skin, something which was Orla. It was an Orla product. Ashi gives you the whole background, what it was exactly. It was little olives that had not fully developed yet, and he was using some kind of an oil for some medical purposes. Again, I can't tell you the details of the medicine from ancient Egypt or from ancient Babylonia, whatever it was, some kind of medical medicine. Mabra of Ashi was surprised to see Ravina doing that. So he said, what you're doing is also, he's not allowed to use oil, is also about no. So Amalei, Eimud Yom Rabban, and when did the Chum say you're allowed to use Yisuri HaNoah? Bishas HaSakana. That's only when it's mamish dangerous. Shlo Bishas HaSakana Miyomor. Says if it's not a chadash yesh per sakana, apparently he thought that his daughter, Vina's daughter, was not a chadash yesh per sakana. What right do you have to violate an issa derais of being nanim in an orla? So Amalei, so Ravina responded to him, Hai ishta tzamirta nami kishas sakana damya. The condition that she has, and Rashi explains, Chol shakor milo tzamirta chom kvod tzamir tzmur babakama. I don't know what it means, it's said to it fever. Okay, so some kind of a something or other was apparently chashash of Sakonas Nefashos, that whatever the understanding at the time was, that this was gonna treat it. So Ravina responded, no, you're wrong medically, that it's because nefesh and therefore. Okay. So if the Gemara would just stop here, we'd say, okay, good, so what did we learn from this Gemara? Very little. The Pekuch Nefesh is Mutter. Okay, good, we know that already. But the second Lashon of the Gemara, that's interesting. You could be Amrei, there are those who say that there was a different exchange of money. We have a different version of what exactly Ravina's response was. You could be Amrei. Amalei, Mide Derech HaNoko Vidna. He responded to him, I wasn't using the oil in a normal way. That's not the normal way to use oil. The normal way to use oil is to eat the oil. Is a mashrunik way. Who takes olives and shmeers? It's a crazy way of using olives in this way. Therefore, it was considered to be a shalai kederach hanah, and therefore it was permissible. So, what's clear from the second answer? That the metzias just changed. In the first answer, the Gemara said the only way to justify what he did was to say she was a chalish yesh b'sakana. In the second answer, no. We're changing our medical analysis. Changing the diagnosis, she wasn't the chalash yesh b'sakana, and it was still okay because it wasn't kederach hanah, it was shaloi kederach hanah, and therefore shaloi kederach hanah is going to be matir. I'm sorry, it's chalash yesh b'sakana is going to be matir that is of shaloi kederach hanah. That's the pshat, the second answer in the Gemara, the second lashon. So let's stop for a second and analyze what the Gemara just told us. The Gemara just said, I'm taking fruit of orla and I'm using it shaloi kederach, and for a chayla that's okay. For chayla shein b'sakana, that's okay. What does that sound like? If we had to formulate this Gemara a little bit more in general terms, you know, instead of focusing on olives and stuff like that, what does that sound like the Gemara is saying? That the tokef, the strength of this iser, is at worst only a what? It's only an iser durabana, probably. And for yisurim durabana, we're going to look the other way. You know, we're going to... Yisurim durabana, chayla shein b'sakana is mutter. At least some yisurim durabana, chayla shein b'sakana. That's what sounds like the flow of the Gemara. That's what sounds like the thrust of the Gemara is. If it would have been derais, that would have been disaster. It was only a derabon anyway. So I should like a derech. So the derabon anyway. So makom chayla mutter. What if I would want to use this oil of product, should like a derech, not for a chayla, just down for kicks, just down for enjoyment? What would you think about that? Did the Gemara ever say it's mutter? Did the Gemara ever say shalak derech is mutter? No. The Gemara said, if you're a chayla and shalak derech, then it's mutter. So the Rosh...
Was he being soimach in the fact she was a chayla bichlal? That was the reason why he had to shmear it on.
Right. So
let's say there had been...
And you want to know, and what would the din have been if she would have been perfectly healthy?
Yeah.
So I can't tell. I think that it would have been also, but I'm not sure. So let's take a look at the Rosh. So the Rosh, it's in Simon Bays, correct? Bay Simon Bays. It's the second column, the very top of the second column. Second line from the top. About Shalom, Litzurach Rafur. What would the din be if it was the second line? It's the second column, correct? Bays, Simon Bays. Second line from the top. About Shalom, Litzurach Rafur. Says the Rosh, we have no mention in the Gemara that Shalom b'taras refuah, it's mutter, no Gemara whatsoever. And how do I know that, says the Rosh, that what I'm saying is correct? In the previous sugya, Rabbi Yechanan said, Ein leikin alen ela derech hana'aso, mashma malkus udaleka, ha'isur amyeika. Says the Rosh, the simple translation, simple meaning of Rabbi Yechon's phrase, that in like it a lamb shlok elakaderech hanaso, sounds like we're discussing Malchus, but the Issa, the basic Issa, at least with the Rabbanon, would apply even shlokaderech. So the Rosh says, I have no Gemara to be matha shlokaderech. There's no such Gemara. The only possible hetter we have in shlokaderech is only in the unique case of a chayla, albeit chol shem b'sakon. That's the deep of the Rosh. So does anybody disagree with this Rosh? The answer is, obviously, yes, or else I wouldn't have asked the question. Somebody disagreed with the Rosh. I'm going to share with you a Tosfos in Maseches Kedushin.
Rosh is saying it's a derisa.
No, he just said it's also. There's got to be some kind of derisa. The only math that we have in the Gemara is B'machum Chayla. So implying that shloba b'chol would be a problem.
I'm just thinking, we do find the oraisas with the shinui, which are mutter,
we're going to get to it. That's where the end is going to punch line this year. Probably, I would say next week, but next week is Rosh Hashanah. I would say the following week. So you may have to hang in there for 5 weeks until you get an answer to that one. Okay? You're still going to be here, but
it looks like I have to be here.
You may have to stay. Okay.
Alright.
So I share with you a Tosfos that appears in Kedusha and Afnun Babylon Beis. It's a topic we spoke about a lot last year, about Makadosh Bisur Hanah, remember? We spoke about it in Makadosh Yishma Chandes, Orla, Vos Machalam, Enim Kodeshes. No question about Enim Kodeshes. So listen to Taisus Kasha, the imtiver. Am I Enim Kodeshes? Hashori lehanos v'meru shlo kodech ha'na osay. Says Taisus, if I'm a Kaddish in Isha with Orla, why is it Enim Kodeshes? You can use the Orla. You can get a Shabbos proof that's worth of the Orla. Just do what you like at Derech. Don't eat the apple. Use the apple to shmir on your, You'll figure out something to do what you like at Derech. You'll get a proof that's worth out of the apple. Yes, Taisus, why should not be Kodeshes? Listen to Taisus Teretz. V'yei Shloimar, V'kan Mayrei, the Lekesh of a Prutah like Dechon Aser. Hochabai Eskid is a small apple, and the whole apple itself is only worth two Prutahs, and if you try to get a Shloka Derech out of it, you'll be shy, a little bit shy of a Prutah. So now keep the Teretz. But Lu Yitzu, you gave her a lot of apples, which were all Orla, and if you could kvetch and get a Prutah's worth out of the apple, Dechon Aser, Tachon Kodeshes. Inami, says Taisus. Yeshlomi de Marishap de Ikeshava Pruta, Ashlov de Hanasai, Mikom Makom Kavin Shana Isha Svura, Sheshlomi Hanas de Hanasai, Vienna came, Losam Chedai de Babi Mikachtos. What did they say? That she thinks she's getting an apple. And now we tell her, here's the bad news. The bad news is, you're getting an apple that you can only use Shalaka Derechana. It's going to be worth a pruta to you. He says, but I wanted a $10 apple. I didn't want to have 3 and 3.5 pruta shearing with an apple on my head. So even though she got a pruta out of it, Taisus says there's a lack of das. That's Kedusha Tos. Mekka Tos. Nobody see from the Taisus. Lu Yitzu, she agreed. Lu Yitzu, I said to us, I'm upfront with this. I'm not tricking her. I'm saying, listen, I'm giving you an apple. The apple is worth $10. But since it's an apple of oil, I'll tell you, there's everything is honest, straightforward. The apple, in theory, is worth $10, but it's an apple of oil, so therefore, it's only worth a and a half of Shalaka Derech. So, comes Tyson and says, if in theory, if I was straightforward, honest, so what would it then be? Shtach Kodeshes. Why? Because she's allowed to use it. It's Mutabana. Think about that. Tyson. It's a mutter bana. What is it? It's the awesome midrabanan. It's the awesome midrabanan. Right? It's
the awesome midrabanan. Oh, so
midrash is the condition. So wait a second. Now we got a lot of things flying around here. So I just wanted this Tysus. Tysus just told me, with a straight face, Tysus just said, I'm a Kaddish with an apple. And at the end of the day, the pruta's worth is only worthwhile if you do a shlok derech hanasai. And Taisus gives up the kedushin ischal. As long as she wasn't misled and everything was straightforward, she stopped the kedushin ischal. So I wonder, how's the kedushin ischal? Isn't it also with the rabbanon? So one of two conclusions. Either it's not also with the rabbanon, and the rush is not right. Or the other conclusion is, it is also with the rabbanon, but Kiddushin follows the Surim Deraisa. Namely, if it's only Asa Midirabanan, she's still a Kodeshes.
I think one other possibility, she could put it in her medicine cabinet.
And save it for the good day when she needs it. Okay, that's ready. I hope she's going to come down with the same condition as Ravina's daughter. I don't know what Ravina's daughter is at. Maybe it was contagious. I can't tell you. So if I say, what conclusion we draw those? The only thing we know Taisa said for a fact is she's a Kodeshes. So we don't know what the conclusion of the draw is. She's Mekudeshes because it's not a mutter, not just Asa Midrabanan, it's mutter bano. What the conclusion is that we follow what the Deraisa is. So we should know already from last year, those were with us last year, the beginning of the year, should remember from last year that the first option is not a good option. to say that, well, for Kiddush, you follow the Raisa, that's very, very shaky. You know why? Who remembers back, if a person Makadosh and Isha, Chitikadanaisa, a person Makadosh and Isha, in the sixth hour, when the Chametz is only Derabon anyway, Chitikadanaisa, double Derabon, single Derabon, Rashi, that. Bottom line is, it's only a Derabon. What does the Gemara say? Explicitly, Ein Chajim Kiddushin. If you're Makadosh with a Dabra Asavan, even with Derabon on top, but Ein Makadosh, yes. So that Mahalach is not going to help us. So there's only one conclusion we can draw from this Tosis, that it's Taka what? It's Taka Mutter. Tosis all should like it, and also is Mutter Lechat Chila. Not just Mokam Chayla, not just it's not a Diaraisa, it's Mutter Lechat Chila. You can Shmia the Guharka Shal Orla even if you're feeling great. From that Tosis and Kedushin, from Tosis Kasha and Kedushin, then from the Tosis, the Tosis disagrees with the Rosh. So we have Machlekes, first not the last Machlekes. So again, we have a Gemara that says that B'mokom chaylet zichel mutter, that's the Gemara, Pereshi Gemara, that's the second lashon of the Gemara. The Rosh put the brakes on it, says it's only mutter b'mokom chaylet, not normally, and we have a deep from Tosis that it's mutter legavri. Right. I want to go back to the Gemara, though, back to the Gemara itself in the Chavei. I want to read the Gemara really quickly. The Gemara had two versions of the story. Go back and read again. Chavei with Beis. Ma'ar Ravashi Ashkel Ravina the Shaif on the Bar to Bugahar Kidirl. So Ma'ar Ravashi found Ravina Shmir the Orla stuff on his daughter, Abalay. Aim with the Rabban Mishas Sakon, Shalas Akonomi Omer, how can you do this? It's terrible, Isser, it's not a Pikuch Nefesh. So Abalay, I ishtet Samirat and Namchas Sakonadami. So the first teretz was, medically, it was Pikuch Nefesh. And the second teretz was, it was Shalai Kidirach. Is there a Machlaik is here? Two Lashanis in the Gemara. But they just happen to be just two different versions of what the story was, or there's some real halachic issue that's forcing these two different lashonos. The second lashon is a chiddush. The second lashon is saying, even though she's not a chiddush yesh b'sakana, we're going to be mocked or something. Right? We're going to say you can do something even short of the Pikuach Nefesh. The first lashon apparently didn't buy into that. The first lashon hid behind emergency, behind the Pikuach Nefesh. The first lashon of the Gemara sounds like we won't mount anything, except Pikuach Nefesh. Good, that Shkoyach, that's fine. But short of Pikuach Nefesh, nothing's going to fly. Why not? Why did the first lashon not accept the possibility of being mocked things even short of Pikuach Nefesh? Why did the first lashon have to say Halcha Maskin Shuris Pikuach Nefesh, implying that if it wasn't Pikuach Nefesh, there's nothing to discuss. It's also why is that so posh? Why did the first lashon insist, Pikuach Nefesh, yes, anything short of Pikuach Nefesh, no.
Maybe because Shalot the Ba'atah is a Doraisa?
Oh, suppose that the Fisher would suggest, that Mishnah Melech suggests, according to the first Lashon, that maybe the first Lashon's opinion was that Shaloi Kederech is Asa Min HaTorah. And as such, if it's Asa Min HaTorah, then forget it. Nothing's going to be Ma'atah. Anything short of real Pikuach Nefesh, nothing's going to be Ma'atah. So I'm going to challenge the Fisher. How am I going to challenge him? Can somebody tell me really with a straight face that Shlok Kederach is an Issa Deraisa? What did Rabbi Yechanan say? Ein Leikin Alein Ella Kederach Anasan. Rabbi Yechanan said that you only Chayim Alpes Kederach Anasan. That was the whole thrust of the Gemara. That's how we got onto this whole Gemara. And it's been a long time. It's in June. But in June, we learned the Dach Adal. Rabbi Yechanan, Ein Leikin Alein Ella Kederach Anasan. So there's no Malchus. Doesn't that translate to mean no Malchus? Doesn't that mean Ein Malchus Ein Issa Deraisa? Isn't that an equation on the board? Ein malchus, ein issa deraisa. What's the answer?
No.
No, right. It's not an answer. Right? It's not an equation. Again, I'm trying to say pshat in the first version. In those on the run where the first version of the story, why didn't they accept the possibility of being malchus even short of Pikuach Nefesh? So we're suggesting two unbelievable chiddushim. We're suggesting that, well, maybe they held that it was a deraisa. And therefore, of course you can't be malchus for anything short of Pikuach Nefesh. But we ask the Akasha, what is deraisa? Shteker Ferish ain't loikin. So the second Kiddush is no, ain't loikin doesn't necessarily mean it's not a deraisa. Do we have a mashal madav adoyme? Do we have some kind of a model in halacha where we say ain't loikin and we still turn around with a straight face and say, but it's still awesome at deraisa? Chatzishir. Chatzishir is a perfect example. Who remembers? That was a Magen Mishnah back from a few Gilgulim ago. But the Magen Mishnah connected the dots. And he said, you know, the Yisruf Shalai Kederach is almost like a Chatzishir. It's also in a Torah without Malchus. Remember, we even gave a fancy lumbus. It's a chatzi of kamos and a chatzi of echos. We had a lot of terrors on this last year. But for our purposes, we don't have to go through the whole thing right now, but we have to extract that nakuda. That the fish is suggesting a pshat that Mishnah Melech proposes in the Lishna Kama. And the reason why the Lishna Kama was forced to hide behind a medical emergency and not willing to accept any other hefker of anything short of a medical emergency because of nefesh is because the Lishna Kama held in like in a lamb. In like in a lamb, but it's an asim in a Torah. Ma'ala mashal demedon nechatzishir. Rabbi said, we just had a good pshat in the first lashon. Not challenge you. Now that we figured out what the first lashon holds, what was the second lashon hold? So what was the second lashon, the chadish that the first lashon didn't accept? So you can understand the second lashon in one of two ways. One of two ways to understand the second lashon. One was what you just said. Maybe the second lashon says, you're right, if it would have been a deraisa, it would have been non-negotiable, only because the Nevesh would have been after it. What's the chiddush of the second lashon? That you're wrong, that it's not a deraisa, it's not a derabana. Well, could one learn the second lashon radical? What would be a radical pshat on the second lashon?
That even though it's also a deraisa by cholesterol in the sakana, still it's okay?
Right. But it's a deraisa. What's the answer? But it's a very low deraisa. It's only a chatishir deraisa. Could it be that the second lashon is telling us something startling, remarkable, that the first lashon is fundamentally right, that shaloi kederach is an issa deraisa, and whereas the first lashon held yisurim deraisa, even low level yisurim deraisa can never be touched short of the ruach nefesh, the second lashon is telling me, since it's only a deraisa within Megan love, it's only a chatishir, it's only a tzamitzah sis, it's not a real super duper deraisa, it's a quasi deraisa. You could be mother it even short of Kuch.
If we have a precedent for such a...
We're going to get to it in a second. So we're not quite sure what the Nekudas of Achleik is into Lashonis are. We're pretty comfortable with the advancing of Pshat in the first Lashon. The first Lashon most probably held that there's a Deraisa here, and therefore short of Kuch nothing's going to go. But we don't know which Nekudas did the second Lashon disagree with. Because the first Lashon had two premises. It was assuming that it's a Deraisa, and premise number two is Deraisas can't be touched. The second lashon disagrees with one of those two premises. Does it disagree by saying it's not an out of deraisa, or does it disagree and say even though it is a deraisa, you can still touch it because it's not an iser in malchus and therefore it's subject to potentially be matir even short of kufnash. So the Mishnah Melech is mesupik about that also. He's not sure what the nekuda of the second lashon is, but his gut feeling is knee jerk reaction, and he ultimately goes along with it is that there's no way we can be matir deraisas. There's just no way. Nobody's going to say, give me Machta Deraisa, anything short of the Mefesh. So the Mishnah Melech is much more comfortable, and probably everyone here probably would have said that on their own also, that the Nekudas of Machlokes in the first Lashon and second Lashon is not a Machlokes to be Machta Deraisa for Kuch Nefesh. For sure, for Kuch Nefesh. That's not negotiable. The Nekudas of Machlokes is, Ishaloi Kederach and Issa Deraisa and Issa Deraisa. The Pasha of the Verman, you just read this Gemara, that is the Nekudas of Machlokes. But to say that a deraisa, even a low level deraisa, can be mutter for anything short of real pikuach nefesh seems to be off the charts, off the radar screen. That's the pashas of dvarim in this sugya. So I want to share with you a comment to the Sefer Chinuch. Read it out of the Sefer Chinuch directly. Tell me what you think the Sefer Chinuch is saying. It's a little bit near the Yoma. Sefer Chinuch, Mitzvah Yom Kippur. It's a Shin Yud Gimel. So the Rechidah just told you that if you eat shir, you chayav kares, according to Mishnah, if you eat less than a shir, chatashir asam a Torah, you're not chayav kares. Listen to these words. Ulefikach, says the Sefer Chinuch. Mishu chayla, afal pi she'ein bai sakana gemura. The doctor's to weigh in on that one. She'ein bai sakana gemura. Imiya cholish harbe, roi la chiloi ulashkoso ma'at ma'at kishir shamarnu. Was it interesting? Mishu chayla, apisha aim by sakana gemura, imiya cholish harbe, roi la chilash koso ma'at ma'at kishir shamarnu. What did you say? He just said he's not a real pibuch nefesh. He's not dying. This guy's not going to die. What is this? He's very weak. He's not in good shape. But the doctor say, I'm telling you, he's not going to die. What did Sevichin just say? Give him what? Give him chatzishir.
Oh. Not a chila.
Isn't it a chatzishir also in a Torah? Rabbi Yaich and Chatzishos in the Torah. What's he talking about? So, the simplest way of reading the Sefer Chinuch is that the Sefer Chinuch is saying an unbelievable chiddush that even deraisis could potentially be mutter for something short of pikuach nefesh, not real deraisis such as those with carry with mkaris and malchus, etc., but isurim that are on the low level of imbe malchus, i.e. Chatzishirs, the Chatzishia types of Isurim are needed to be mutter, even short of Pikuch Nefesh Mamish.
Is he just defining a different level of Sakana? Sakana Gura, so he's saying that it could become Sakana.
Oh, you're reading the different Shah, you're reading the brisket part in the Sefer Chinuch. I just read the Sefer Chinuch. If I would have read the Sefer Chinuch without any other ideas.
He doesn't use the word mutter.
What?
He doesn't use the word mutter, he says Nitan.
It's Roy Lachiloi. It's a good idea, Roy. It's worthy.
If you're going to be bossy, yeah. Doesn't say mother, though.
He's telling you what to do. He's trying to tell you what to do here. Right? I don't know. It sounds like he's telling you.
So the Issa is... The Nisim.
The Issa is eating Chatzis Yom Kippur. It's also in the Torah. We follow Rabbi Yochanan. There's no question about that.
It's from the Nisim?
It's... Not there's no possible favors for it. It's part of the regular din chatzishiros mitzvah.
I'm just trying to mention the issa.
Other chatzishiros mitzvah. Maybe it's not a bit of inisa. Maybe it's an issa deraisa. No question about it, it's an issa deraisa. Where in the world could it have gotten such a wild concept from?
Maybe this conception.
Maybe that's a rim shot in the lishna basna. So the brisker rav. The Rambam Ruch HaShvisas also, or Beis Loch HaChas, he says, it is impossible to say such a thing. What are we talking about? What would be the matir? What's the law? How can it be matir? It's a deraisa. The starting point is, Yisurim deraisa, also unless there's a matir. What's the matir? V'chaibim is a matir. It's not V'chaibim. The doctors are all telling us, he's not going to die. No one's going to die here. So where's the matir? Because he's sick. What's the matir? He can't believe anyone would say such a thing. So what is he saying? If he's not saying what it sounds like he's saying, so what is he saying? So the Biskirov puts this part of a whole package. He calls from his father. He calls from Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Chaim, I think I put it on the... Oh, those are the pictures that didn't come through. Okay, it was sent somewhere on the phone. Hayamayruba, the Reb Chaim used to paskin, Chol chayla sheyesh per sakona. Anytime you have a chayla sheyesh per sakona, kigon maka shal chol v'chadoyme, some kind of internal injury, whatever it is. Sheyachivu so biyom ekibim kol tzorcho, v'lo pachas mikashim. Reb Chaim had a famous psak. But if you have someone who is already a chayla sheyesh per sakona, he's in the state, just out of serious surgery, he's a chayla sheyesh per sakona faneinu, don't play games with Pachas Mikashir. There's no din, there's no such halacha to play Pachas Mikashir. You feed them normally. Why is that? For Amratam, the Kevin Shukva Chayla Sheish Pesachon, he's already Chayla Sheish Pesachon, Hare Yom HaKippurim Nitchalo L'chol Amo Yosem Lefuasai, Shebechlal Zeh Gam Chizah Gufay. Anything that gives him strength, anything that makes him feel a little bit better, even though it's not medically mandated in terms of life and death, that's all okay. The kevud this year, shalom yisatov v'chayla. If the chayla is going to feel a little better eating a normal meal rather than pashing around with the pachas b'gashiras, the male gam zeh b'chav b'kuch lev shadechem kippur. So I, but the shacharah quotes b'favor, she's supposed to give a chayla pachas b'gashir. So what's Reb Chaim talking about? says Brisker Rav again. The Divrei Shulchan Aruch, either Shulchan Aruch says Machilas Apachos Pachos B'Gishir, can be Rak Al Chayla Sha'adayin Ein by Sakana, Rak Sha'Roifi Oimer She'im Lo Yachilas Av Yom Kippurim Yichbar Lav Achayli V'Yistakein. So about the Shavart. Says there's a difference between someone who is already a chayla and someone who is alul to become a chayla. If you have someone whose life is in danger right now by Sheo Sham, there's no din of pachas b'gishir zok yivchayim. He's a chayla, chayla is mutir in Yom Kippur. The whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch, the post about eating pachas b'gishir, is for a guy like Moshe, you know, give like some kind of medical, the guy's diabetes. Right now, he's not dying right now. But, you know, if we play around in the wrong way, it could, am I right, it could potentially, you know, down the line, could potentially become a pikuach nefesh type of situation. Or if someone who's, you know, I don't know, they're conducive to...
Ear infection.
Okay.
It could get worse, but right now...
Okay, so you have any of these kinds of scenarios that right now, his life is not in danger right now, but it could become complicated, becomes life in danger. Says Reb Chaim, says there's one of the two different things. Chol's man that he's a chayla right now, then you have to go and eat whatever he wants. But if he's not yet a chayla, then you have to go down a different route. Then you have to go down the route of pachas b'gishir. And he says the Brisker Rav, says, the nira shadvar mefuroshim came b'sefer achinuch tishim b'gimel. Says the Brisker Rav, that's exactly what sefer achinuch is trying. How's he learning Pshat and Ein Bo Sakana Gemura? How's he learning Pshat? Not that he's totally fine and he's never going to die. What does Ein Bo Sakana Gemura mean? It means now is Ein Bo Sakana Gemura, but if you leave him alone, you don't stop to feed him, he maybe becomes Sakana Gemura. That's where the Sefer Chinuch plugs in and says you have to give him Pachas B'Gashir. The Mashmal says if he's Sakana Gemura, then you don't have to give Pachas B'Gashir, which is exactly where Reb Chaim claimed. So the Brisker Rav said that there's no question, there's no way in the world that you can go ahead and feed someone who's not at least becoming a Chayla Sheish B'Sakana anything in Yom Kippur. Not a chance. The guy can be miserable and weak and terrible, but the doctors say he's got a bad cold. He's laid in bed, and there's nothing going to happen to him. We guarantee nothing's going to happen to him. You cannot give him any, even a drop of mashal of anything. That's an issa deraisa, and there's no hetter whatsoever. All the Sefer Chinuch meant to say was that if you're aimed by Sakana Gemura, namely you're not right now because you're going to become a Gemura, al zeh ne'amar the din, that Pachas B'Gashir. And he quotes that Mechas Chinuch was so bothered with the Sefer Chinuch, he so couldn't make sense out of Sefer Chinuch. Says Mechas Chinuch, he says to say the other pshat is absurd. I'm not saying the other pshat. I'm just saying that Al Hatzad one would have wanted to say the other pshat and say, it would have had its sources right here. So conventional wisdom, when the post can say, when nobody Lamaisa puts into practice what the Mashmal of the Sefer Chinuch is, we assume the rice aren't going anywhere for short of the Goch Nefesh. We assume that the Sefer Chinuch probably meant something closer to the Brisker Rav's model. Whether we paskin like the Brisker Rav or Reb Chaim, that's a big machlokes. That's not so fashion at all. I've told over the story, I've told about the ice chips at the end, I told it over, I wasn't sure. Meister Jacques Achoya, that we'll close with this. There's a Shaila, the son of Erev Yom Kippur, had a Talmud of mine, who had a very, very serious surgery, I'm not sure, the day before Erev Yom Kippur. I went to visit him in the hospital, I'm sure, in the morning Erev Yom Kippur. And he said to me, he was very, being down the following Shabbat, he said to me that he was just had surgery, he's still on IVs, and the doctor wants him to have ice chips. So they tell the patients to have ice chips, keep them out, keep them moist a little bit. And he wanted to know, is it mutter to have the ice chips in Yom Kippur? On the Shabbat that he wanted to know. So I said to him, I think it depends on this Magen Mishnah. I said, it depends on this Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav's point for Magen Mishnah. I think it depends on this Brisker Rav. If you hold like Reb Chaim in the Brisker Rav, that someone who's a chayla sheyesh, the guy's mamshad had a serious surgery within the last 12 hours, so right now he's a chayla sheyesh b'sakana b'lish himself. Like. On the other hand, having the ice chips, I don't think it's going to make a break medically. Someone's not going to die because of the ice chips. But on the other hand, that's called tzarchai. If it wasn't Yom Kippur, he would be having the ice chips. So I said, according to Reb Chaim, it's mutter to have the ice chips. because that's called kol tzorach. That's going to make you feel better.
There's no sakana whatsoever.
That's right. That's right. In the case of Reb Chaim, there's no sakana whatsoever. Also. Right. Reb Chaim hutkes off. You can make the guy give him a.
No, but you know, Chaim, it's a sakana waiting to happen.
No, this guy has no potential for sakana. Reb Chaim said, when the sakana is potentially going to happen, then you give him pachas b'gashir. When he's already, if he's a gavra, Reb Frisco, he's a gavra of mesukan. A gav whose life is in danger right now can do kol tzorach. That's what Chaim said. And therefore, can, even though the doctor said there's no reason for deep.
Yes. Okay, what I don't understand is his category is kol hashish v'sakana. But the what's giving,
that's
just for comfort.
That's exactly what Chaim says. That's exactly what Chaim said you're allowed to do. That's what he said.
So what?
Because he said that once you're a chazal sheikh for sakana, Yom Kippur, it's not you. It's not Yom Kippur for you. It's not Mishud, it's Ein Chahut, it's Ein Chahut, it's Gedal
Mishud. He used the term Tchuyah.
Yeah, he meant it. So I told this Talmud, I said, according to Rishtar Tov Reb Chaim, it's Mutter of the Eichibs. I said, but I have to be honest with you, I don't think that many people disagree with this Reb Chaim. I said, the Mishnah Brura and the Chashab is a whole shtick different that disagrees with this Reb Chaim. I said to him, according to conventional wisdom, I don't rush out the ice chips. I'm not sure. I said, ask your doctor how serious the ice chips really are. So we have to put this up to according to